Prepare yourself for a physical therapy conference that will deliver a PT education hangover of epic proportions. Because we're going to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
This October, PT Pintcast presents the Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
3 days of learning, networking, and, well, probably some good old-fashioned Las Vegas-style fun. With presentations by APTA President Sharon Dunn, State Chapter Presidents Chris Powers of California, John Hike of Arizona, and RJ Williams from Nevada. With your keynote presentation by Tim Flynn, focus talks on telehealth, medical marijuana, and motivational interviewing. Okay, just so we're clear, that's three different talks. We're not mixing medical marijuana with telehealth and motivational interviewing. Well, not yet, anyway. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at ptpintcast.com. The Tri-State Physical Therapy Conference, October 11th to the 13th. What happens in Vegas? Well, you know how this ends.
Just take a hard look at your finances when you're coming out of school or whatever position, maybe if you're not coming out of school, and try to think about what you want your future to look like. So start with the end in mind. Try to design the place you want to be, and then set your lifestyle up now to get to that. If that means traveling more to make more money, if that means that in the future you want to be able to take time off to have more flexibility in your schedule or spend more time with family, just think about those things now. I think so many people come out of school and they just have no clear vision as to where they're heading, and they just go right into a permanent job, and then that's just where you are your whole career. But just think about the end and try to set up your life to get to that point.
Had a chance to talk to Jared Casaza, who is the writer at fifthwheelpt.com. Jared's a new grad, relatively anyway, just graduated 3-4 years ago. But since then, really working on financial independence and as a travel physical therapist. So we get into why you'd want to do travel PT, what it actually is, what goes into it, how to get involved, and then how that relates to your finances, as he'll actually be giving a presentation at National Student Conclave relating the two. Kind of a really great Venn diagram, a good preview of the two passions of Jared's life. This one designed specifically for new grads at National Student Conclave, but really the information kind of resonates for anybody who's looking to look into their finances as a PT or looking into travel physical therapy as an option. So take a listen. Lots of great info in here with Jared. Episode brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, the leaders in blood flow restriction rehabilitation training, the education to get you certified, and the equipment to help you apply it can all be found online at OwensRecoveryScience.com. Johnny and his team traveling the world as leaders in BFR education and BFR research. So you get some research behind the application of this blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and clinical practice. Research available at his website too. So check him online at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Welcome to PT Pintcast. The next episode starts right now. On the show today, Jared Casaza is a travel physical therapist from Virginia, who's been a travel PT for more than 4 years since he was a new grad. And he, along with his girlfriend and fellow PT, Whitney, strong interest in personal finance as they travel the world. I believe they just got back in last night at midnight. We'll find out from where. He's got two websites in the past few years focusing on providing free information regarding both finance and travel physical therapy to help new grads and prospective travelers start off on the right foot in their careers. Jared, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so burning question. You said you got home last night at midnight. You're in Virginia now. Where'd you come in from?
We flew back from Rome last night. We were in Europe for the last 4 months, traveling around 14 countries.
Yeah, if you want to do yourself a favor, or maybe you don't want to follow him on Instagram or Twitter because you're going to get jealous, or maybe you should learn from him so you can do the same thing on Instagram at Travel Therapy Mentor. And on Twitter at JCASAZZA07. So Rome, where else were you? I mean, 4 months, man.
We pretty much went all over Western and Central Europe, pretty much everywhere except for Switzerland. So we made it through most of Europe. And yeah, it was a really long trip, but it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. All right. So this whole thing with travel physical therapy, I remember, what year did you graduate from PT school?
I graduated 2015, May.
All right. So you were a year ahead of me in school. And I remember at that time, travel physical therapy, I don't know if we talked about it as much via blogs, via podcasts, via videos, and you know, kind of the channels that that you do as well. We do want to throw out there that the website is fifthwheelpt.com, and you spell out fifth for fifthwheelpt.com. Not sure it was so prevalent in the conversation, and it definitely was not suggested for new grads to even think about travel physical therapy. Let's start from the start. This is half of your passion with finance and travel PT. Let's just start by defining, what is travel physical therapy?
Yeah, you're definitely right. When we started out, we pretty much had CIs, professors, everybody tell us it was not a good idea as a new grad. And we heard tons of horror stories about, you know, bad situations that other people had gotten into. And so we were a little nervous about it, but we knew that, you know, we were pretty confident in our skill set coming out. So we thought we'd be fine. And it turned out to be probably one of the best decisions we ever made. But as far as travel therapy in general, it's usually just short-term contracts around the country. We're basically just filling in, or just filling a spot that is temporarily open for whatever reason. That might be short-term disability, maternity leave. It might be that they just have trouble hiring somebody. We run into that a lot, like rural areas. They're trying to hire a permanent PT. They might have been trying for 4 or 5 years to hire a permanent PT, and they just can't get somebody in there. So basically, they're willing to take us in for 3 months, sometimes 6 or 9 months. And we just work there temporarily, fill in, help out, and they hope that we'll stay there permanently a lot of times. But
you got to go to Europe for 4 months, man. Yeah. You got stuff to do. That is a good point. It can turn into a long-term assignment. You could stay there permanently, which is a great way, man. Who buys a car without test driving? And that could be a great way to test out not only that particular clinic or that particular setting, that part of the country. You know, everybody says, oh, maybe I want to move to the Pacific Northwest. And you get there and you're like, oh, I don't love this. Test it out with a travel assignment and get paid to do that test drive. So that's a lot of reasons why clinics would be looking for you. Why do you do it? You know, what about travel therapy like drew you in and made you want to jump and take on these assignments?
There's a few big things I think that is appealing to most travelers. The biggest one and the biggest reason that we did it is the higher pay. So since these are short-term contracts and a lot of times they're not in the most desirable areas, you know, it depends on what you want. We actually enjoy rural areas, but I know, you know, a lot of new grads want to go to big cities, so it might not be desirable for them. So in order to compensate us for those short-term contracts and to go to areas that might not be the most desirable, we get paid a lot more. And in some cases, that might be twice as much as a permanent position.
Get out. I did not know it was that much.
Yeah, so when I came out as a new grad, I compared my pay as a traveler to a lot of my classmates, and there were several of my classmates that I was starting out making double what they were, which is pretty crazy. It's really nice to have that. The other big thing is the adventure aspect. So we enjoy seeing new places. Before I started traveling, I had never lived more than an hour from where I was born. So, you know, it's nice to see some other parts of the country, some other parts of the world. You never know where you like until you go visit. So that was a big aspect of it. The other thing is being able to test out different settings. So I thought I wanted to work in outpatient, but you never know until you try. I mean, our clinicals, we had three in school. So I tried two outpatient and one inpatient rehab. So I had no experience in home health or skilled nursing or even acute care. So I didn't know what those settings would be like. And I would never take a full-time job in a setting that I had no experience with. But as a traveler, knowing I'm only going to be there 3 months, if I hate it, then I'd never have to do that again. So I think that's a really awesome thing to be able to try out settings.
And you use the plural we, and that's something people actually like to question and we want to bring up is, you could travel with someone if there's an opportunity. Talk about that, what you and Whitney get to do.
Yeah, we've traveled every single assignment together. I think it's really nice to travel with a partner. It depends on your personality. That way, even if you go to an area that you don't necessarily think will be really nice, at least you know one person there. You can always have, you can hang out together. That was important for me. I'm more introverted than she is. She would have been fine no matter where she went. But if I was traveling by myself, I'd have been a little nervous to go to some of these real rural areas. But, you know, there's pros and cons of traveling together.
So are you guys, when you're traveling together and you said you've done all your assignments together, are you in actually the same clinic or the same area or is it a mix?
It's a mix. I would say probably 30 to 40% of the time we're in the actual same clinic. We normally, when we're looking for jobs, we just look for any jobs within a hour radius of each other. And if we can live in between and then each commute 30 minutes, we'll do that. And luckily, we've had almost all of our assignments where the longest commute we had was about 20 minutes. So sometimes we'll live in the middle, we'll each drive 20 minutes opposite directions. Sometimes we'll be in the same facility. It just depends.
Okay. All right. Now, so to find these assignments is where a therapy agency or a recruiter typically comes in. Kind of walk us through the process of, either finding a recruiter, and we will disclose that we have a recruiter as our sponsor, our longtime friends at Arias, but really want to walk you through the process and the things that go through your mind when you're looking really to take an assignment, because that's a big decision if you're going to agree and commit to something for 3 months. So where do you start mentoring people who are looking to jump into travel therapy as things they should be thinking about?
Well, there are over 100 travel therapy companies now that that find jobs for therapists. So there are a ton out there. And if you just go into a blind and you just like Google travel therapy companies, you're going to find the ones that have the biggest marketing budget, not necessarily the best companies. So I almost always recommend that you talk to someone that is an experienced traveler that has, we've talked to a couple dozen at this point. And once you talk to that many, you start to realize what you do and what you don't want from a company and from a recruiter. And so that's an important aspect is not only does the company need to be great, but you need to find a recruiter that fits well with you. Because sure. You can work for the best company in the world, but if your recruiter is not responsive and is rude to you or doesn't help you out, then that's really not a good situation for you.
Yeah, so go into it and be smart, really. That's just paying attention to, you're the customer at that point, and you should want to get along with that recruiter. All right, so you found a great recruiter, you found an organization you want to work with. Does it start with geography, or is it on them to tell you where their needs are? How do you start there?
So I would always recommend to communicate with the recruiter. Ideally, we recommend more than one recruiter. You want to have, if possible, one or two companies working for you, or sometimes three. We've even worked with four or five in the past where they're all looking for jobs for us. And for us, that has a lot more to do with the fact that we're traveling as a pair, so we need as many job options as possible. So once you've talked to a few different recruiters, and basically you would want to ask them what states have the most jobs in the setting that you're looking for. And I would suggest once you do that, you get licensed in the states that have the best opportunity for you to find the setting that you want. Because there's some states that people want to go to, like Utah, that have very few jobs. But there's some other states like California that the other day had 200 job openings. Wow. So if you don't pay attention to that and you just get licensed in Utah, you're going to be disappointed when there's very few options. But if you get that license in California, or like even Virginia has a lot of jobs, or North Carolina, and you have a lot of options, that's the situation you want to be in.
So you're saying go with setting first, or ask which states have the most jobs in that setting that you're going to want to do it, and then start that process, the licensure process, then wait till you have a position, because some states take longer than others, of course. Every state's different.
Yeah. So it depends on the traveler as far as is the setting most important to you. So there's basically three variables in travel. You have setting, location, and pay. And you should basically sit down and rank those things. Is it most important that you get outpatient or skilled nursing or whatever you want? Is it most important that you have to work in Minnesota, or is pay the top thing? And then however you rank those is how you would approach finding jobs. For us, it's always been setting first. So we want outpatient. I have taken assignments in skilled nursing and acute care once, but I almost always want outpatient. So I'm going to look at states that have the most outpatient jobs. So I'm willing to go to a state that might not be my first choice if it means that I'm going to have a good outpatient clinic to go to.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. Personality. Describe the type of personality someone's got to have. I mean, you mentioned that your girlfriend's a little more extroverted than you are, but what are some other personality traits that someone should kind of look into and self-assess when thinking about if travel therapy is right for them?
Yeah, you need to be adventurous. It doesn't matter how well the assignment fits you, you're going to have difficulties either getting there, finding housing, with the clinic itself, maybe with management, with the travel company. Like, there are all kinds of things that can go wrong, and you're going to have some issues pop up. So you need to look at it as more of an adventure than as like everything's not going to be perfect. You need to go into it with that attitude. But yeah, being extroverted, trying to be friendly with coworkers, trying to make friends where you go places, and then the great part about that is when you make friends with your coworkers, they'll recommend places for you to go to see. Like, an hour away, there might be a great national park you should go to, or there's a restaurant that only the locals know about, and that kind of stuff is really, really great stuff to figure out. So being friendly, extroverted, adventurous are probably the three biggest things.
Plus, I mean, besides colleagues, which are always a great resource, you're going to have people you're working with, every hour at least, so you can always lean on them as well.
Yeah, that small talk with patients, I definitely take advantage of that to try to find places to go, things to do, places to eat, and patients are always willing to share that information.
That's perfect. I like that.
The PT Pinecast will be right back.
If you're looking for education past your physical therapy degree, look no further than Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning. You can find out more at brooksihl.org. Continuing education along with residencies and fellowships. Residencies in orthopedics, geriatrics, women's health, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports, and a fellowship opportunity as well. So look into it if you're looking to expand your knowledge base, brooksihl.org.
Keep up with the show online, ptpinecast.com, and on the socials, at ptpinecast.
All right, so I reached out, actually, because I saw we're going to be at the same spot. We're doing a little traveling as well. We're going to the National Student Conclave in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Have you guys done an assignment in New Mexico yet?
No, we've actually never been off the East Coast. We've been to North Carolina, Virginia, Massachusetts, West Virginia, the only places we've lived. So I've never been to New Mexico. I'm excited about that.
All right, well, National Student Conclave is coming up around Halloween this year, and your presentation, I want to do a little preview. The title, Pursuing Travel Therapy, which is half of your passion, to optimize your finances after graduation, which leads us to your other half of your passion. I like how we got this little Venn diagram of Jared going on in your presentation at National Student Conclave. Talk about what you're going to be discussing, you know, from a macro, a big level, so students who are going out there are planning their itinerary for the conference can get a feel for what they can experience in your session.
Yeah, so a lot of it's, I'm going to go through a brief overview of travel, how it works, you know, how to find recruiters, all the things, you know, some of the stuff that we talked about, going a little more in depth there, but also talk about how pay works as a traveler, because as I mentioned, you get paid more, along with that higher pay comes more flexibility. If you get paid more, then you're going to be able to take more time off, which is, you know, what we have started doing now. So talking a little bit about saving, investing, trying to find housing more frugally so that you can save more. All those things are, it's going to be a big part of the presentation. Talking about even things like road trips, like going to and from locations and, you know, tips for saving money that way. So we're going to talk all about travel therapy, how that relates to finances, how you can integrate the two and basically free up your lifestyle to travel internationally, do some of the things that we've done.
It'd be one thing if you were just given like hypotheticals, but you literally last night got back in from a 4-month trip in Europe.
Yeah, last year we were gone for 5 months. We went to Europe and Southeast Asia for 4 months. So that was we've done a lot of trips like this.
Follow along if you want to see what he's talking about, Twitter and Instagram, as I gave you the handles at the top of the show. But that's got to be a really cool experience to continue to do what you want to do, where you want to do it, and then be able to take the time off to do what you want to do, where you want to do it.
Yeah, I think the flexibility, and so flexibility and pay kind of go hand in hand. You have to have the pay to be able to use the flexibility of the time off. But those are the two biggest aspects of travel therapy, in my opinion. And I think sometimes people go more with the adventurous side of traveling and they just want to see certain areas, which is wonderful. But there is another option where you can just save a lot and then take as much time as you want off to travel either domestically or internationally. And I think sometimes it's overlooked, but it's probably an option that a lot of people would be interested in.
So you, I remember following you really, I think while I was still in PT school, a mutual friend, Amber McKinney, who knew you from undergrad, had said, hey, check this guy out. I remember watching, and you were actually charting your student loans and how you were progressing and paying those off in terms of different strategies. What are some of the things that you see consistently that PT students maybe that you're interacting with that we consistently do, and I put myself in that that lump category. What are we doing just wrong that we could improve upon, small tweaks to make us a little more financially secure paying off those loans?
So big things are, it's difficult when you get out of PT school, and I went through the same situation where you've kind of deprived yourself for a long time. So people are ready to make big purchases like new cars and nice houses even. And I think if you can delay those things for just a few years, especially as a traveler, I think traveling is very conducive to that type of lifestyle because you don't want to buy a house and be traveling. You want to keep your expenses low. So so I think that's very conducive. But yeah, trying to avoid the huge car purchases and the more expensive houses than you can afford. And, you know, people get sucked into eating dinner out multiple times a week, which ends up being very costly
Guilty.
Over the long run.
Guilty.
Yeah, I've been there too. And so, you know, the small things, or sometimes they're not small things, but those things all add up to be a big, big difference in the long term, especially if you take that difference and invest that. And, you know, over a 40-year horizon, that's a lot of a lot of capital you can build.
Yeah. I think you also brought up something just in terms of gratification, right? You said you deprive yourself for so long. If you went straight through undergrad and PT school, that's a long time of watching your friends do some things and you wanting that feeling of the car or the house or the trip. Maybe that's the other thing too. Not only do you get paid a little more with travel therapy, you kind of get a little bit of that buzz where you get, hey, look what I did. I went on the new, and it doesn't have to be expensive because, hey, you're getting paid to go there. But now you're gratification is that national park you mentioned, or the trip from assignment to assignment can be a road trip, can kind of take that place and help you kind of delay that gratification. Because I get it. You want to pull the trip. You want to make it rain, Jared.
Yeah.
You want to make it rain, but yeah. You shouldn't.
Yep. I think that's right. And I think I've made this case several times as someone that if you're a new grad and you feel comfortable with your skill set and traveling is an option for you, if you can spend 2 or 3 years kind of delay those purchases a little bit, like you said, have more experiences than physical purchases, then you can really save a lot of money during that time and save, invest, or pay off debt, and then you set yourself up for the future. And you know, if you travel for 2 or 3 years and then take a permanent job and you have all of your loans gone, you don't have to worry about that at all, that's a huge relief.
Big weight. Pay attention to that. All right. Make sure if you're a student, specifically go into National Student Conclave and go to check this out. Jaren's presentation, Pursuing Travel Therapy to Optimize Your Finances After Graduation. I think that session will be worth its weight. Return on investment is going to be pretty high with Jared as well.
Yeah, I hope so.
Check him out there. Jared, are you ready to play 3 questions?
Yes.
On the hot seat with 3 questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right. 3 questions brought to you by our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing. Really, this whole episode, kind of what Arias does, letting you do what you want to do, where you want to do it. Travel in the country, and again, in all 50 states, they could find positions. And some places people just assume wouldn't have a lot of assignments do. I mean, regularly in Alaska, Hawaii, people say, no way, those must go real quick. Or Colorado comes up a lot when we ask people where they want to go. So that's the first question here in 3 questions. Find out more at Arias at AURUSmedical.com. This could be a hard one for you. Where is somewhere you haven't gone yet that you want to take an assignment?
Alaska is definitely at the top of the list for us. It's just a massive, massive state. I mean,
huge.
There's so much to see there. So we want to probably take a road trip from, you know, like Seattle area up to Alaska for an assignment there and just see all the amazing country along the way. We had some friends that lived in Alaska for a couple years and they rave about it. So that's been at the top of our list for a little while now.
It's big, man. I was there for a couple of weeks, and it's huge.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm an idiot because I'm like, well, Alaska's big, but no, everything in Alaska is big. I remember I was on a bus from Anchorage to Denali to do some hiking around there, and I fell asleep on the bus, and you could see the mountain out the front of the bus, and I fell asleep for like an hour and woke up, and the mountain was like the same size.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get any closer. It's like, dude, it's just that big.
Yeah.
All right, that's the first question from Aris. And again, yeah, Alaska is definitely a place you can do that. So find assignments there. Second question is going to be a what question. What's something you've watched, listened to, read, a book, movie, podcast, a quote, anything that really inspired you?
I read a lot of books. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I got very inspired probably right around the time of graduation when I started looking into financial independence. And, you know, having a big savings rate, trying to build up a big nest egg. And there's tons of sites out there. There's one in particular that I really liked, Mr. Money Mustache. I know a lot of people, that's become a lot more popular over the last 4 or 5 years. But that website is amazing in terms of just getting you excited about saving money for the future. Because everyone looks at saving as a negative thing.
Sure.
But if you frame it in a different context and say, what am I going to earn? What future reward is going to come from all this saving? And things like taking long trips, you know, that can turn it from a negative into a positive. And I think he does a really good job on his site of doing that.
All right, that's perfect. Last question on 3 questions is a who question. Who's someone the audience you think should know more about?
So there's a friend of mine who is a PT that actually retired early. He retired at 40. His name is Chris Mamula, and he writes a blog called Eat the Financial Elephant, and now he went to a website called Can I Retire Yet? And he is a really smart guy, all about finances and things like that. I think a lot of PT students come out of school, especially the ones that contact me, and they have very little idea where to start with their finances. And there are so many resources that if you know where to look, you can find things like that. And his website is a great place to start with that. He actually just finished writing a book that comes out in the beginning of October, all about financial independence and you know, some of the little things that you can do that aggregate into a big difference in your life.
Again, want to make sure we mention your website too, fifthwheelpt.com. That's three questions. You're off the hot seat now, Jared. You can relax for a second.
Thank you.
From our friends at Aureus, AureusMedical.com. I just love it. I always like to say you have a license, and you just like a driver's license. You can take that license anywhere you want around the country and do what you want to do where you want to do it. So find out where they can get you at AureusMedical.com. The trips that you do, you chronicle those. You mentioned some locations in Europe and Southeast Asia. If I were going to take, because I'm turning 40 real quick, man, if I was going to take a big old trip somewhere in the world, where's the spot I need to go outside of the U.S.?
So our two favorite places, and places we've actually considered maybe moving in the future, Southern Portugal is amazing. It's low cost, perfect weather. It's very similar to like San Diego weather, but probably 1/8 of the cost or something.
Jackpot.
So it's a great place. You can live within walking distance to the beach there for reasonable prices. And then the other place we just got back from, Croatia. The coast of Croatia is some of the most amazing views, and some of the sea there is just beautiful. It's hard to describe, but it's amazing.
Whoever is working on the Croatian like travel tourism bureau, because you're like the 15th person I've heard talk about Croatia, and I don't think I heard one person talk about Croatia the first 39 years of my life, but in the last year I've seen everybody go there.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the big thing there right now is Game of Thrones, so everyone's going there and doing Game of Thrones tours. And Dubrovnik, the city in southern Croatia where they did a lot of filming, it has become like overrun with tourists in the last few years. The locals are moving out of there because there's so many tourists, but it's just beautiful. The city walls are amazing. The sea is amazing. It's well-deserved, the recognition it's getting.
This is The Parting Shot.
Last thing we do on the show, Jared, is our Parting Shot. It's brought to you by Rock Tape. More than just a tape company, a movement company, the tools, the education to help getting your patients move stronger, longer. Find them at rocktape.com along with their Rock Stock event that comes up every year. Parting Shot, your last chance for a mic drop moment, the last thing you want to leave with the audience. What do you got for us?
I would say just take a hard look at your finances when you're coming out of school or whatever position you're in, even if you're not coming out of school, and try to think about what you want your future to look like. So start with the end in mind. Try to design the place you want to be, and then, you know, set your lifestyle up now to get to that. If that means traveling more to make more money, if that means that in the future you want to be able to take time off to have more flexibility in your schedule or spend more time with family, just think about those things now. I think so many people come out of school and they just have no clear vision as to where they're heading, and they just go right into a permanent job, and then that's just where you are your whole career. But just think about the end and try to set up your life to get to that point.
Love that. Yeah. Start with the goal in mind. That's what PTs were taught to do. So let's do that in our financial life as well. Appreciate you taking some time out. We're going to see you in New Mexico out in Albuquerque for National Student Conclave. We'll raise a glass there, my friend.
Yes. Sounds great.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet. ptpinecast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pinecast supports Team Gleason, led by Steve Gleason. Steve played for the New Orleans Saints from 2000 to 2008. He will always be remembered for his blocked punt on the night the Louisiana Superdome reopened for the first time after Hurricane Katrina. In 2011, Steve was diagnosed with ALS, a considered terminal neuromuscular disease. It is his mission to show that patients can not only live, but thrive after this diagnosis. In doing so, he hopes to inspire others to do the same. Steve and his wife, Michelle, formed Team Gleason. Their mission is to provide individuals with neuromuscular diseases or injuries with leading-edge technology, equipment, and services, create a global conversation about ALS to ultimately find solutions and an end to the disease. Find out more at teamgleason.org.